We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
12. We got another glimpse of it last night, and it's got to piss you off if you've got a pulse. Three passes in a game, because that's how effing brilliant Bill Belichick is. He wins however he wants to win. And as a Jet fan, it's a reminder that we had him. As a Giant fan, it's a reminder that you could have had him. And while we sit here steeped in abject mediocrity at best, last night, we watched the genius at work. Three passes in an NFL game, and he won, and it really wasn't close. Ugh. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
kid? It doesn't work if the Patriots offensive line and Patriots run game doesn't beat the daylights out of the Buffalo Bills at the point of attack.
Right.
Like, it doesn't work if they don't beat them up front, if they don't beat them in the trenches, and they did.
Well, that's called general managing, owning, and making good decisions. But I watched every play last night. I even watched some of the Manicast last
night. Oh, did you?
Which was an abject disaster.
That's not true.
With David Letterman, it was. It got better. Akeem Talib was good.
Yeah, the Letterman
part. And I liked Buck a little
great.
Bit, but Letterman was a clown
Joe
show.
Joe Buck was good. He had some digs at Peyton Manning that I enjoyed.
Yeah, but I watched it from the perspective of the New York football fan. Because
Miles away, man.
Yeah, and that's what pisses me off.
Miles.
Like, Giant fans and Jet fans, we're in this together right now. Giant fans have come down to our level. We've been living here for a long time, 11 straight years now. Giant fans, welcome on the train. And I'm watching the game last night, and even though the Bills were terrible, I'm watching two teams that are playing postseason ball. I'm watching guys playing chess, not checkers. I'm watching guys recognizing, hey, I'm doing this really well. I'm going to keep doing it because it works. Like you said, the guys in the trenches making holes for running backs when you know they're going to run. And I got really sad last night, and I cried. I shed a tear, not three tears, a single tear. I was like the fake Native American warning you about forest fires back in 1978, who wasn't even a Native American. He was an Italian guy from Brooklyn who put on the fake Native American gear. Look it up, I'm not lying to you. And I shed a single tear. It went all the way down my face. I didn't stop it. I let the tear live because it was a reminder to me. It was a reminder to me that I live in the greatest city in America with the most embarrassing excuse for football franchises in all the league. That counts Jacksonville. That counts Cincinnati, Houston, Cleveland. Pick your favorite town that's had very little to no success. We live there. That's where we live, and we live there together. So when that single tear, Evan, rolled down my face last night, it was replaced with a smile.
Why would you smile?
Because for the first time that I can remember, we're all here together. Kumbaya.
Misery loves company.
Hold my hand, Giant fan. Hold my hand, Jet fan. Let's walk through this together. It's actually, in a very weird way, brought me closer to Giant fans in my life. And God. I think it's brought them closer to me.
Well, it's definitely brought them closer to us. Like, Giant fans going through the wilderness, that same wilderness that Jet fans have been in for multiple decades, makes them understand our plight. Like, I definitely agree with that part.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know if on the opposite end, watching Bill Belichick take 1 year to rebuild. And by the way, I want to make this clear to you because I don't know if you agree with me on this. Let's say the result was the opposite. Let's say the Buffalo Bills succeeded against the Patriots. Josh Allen's throwing in the wind and Buffalo wins. That would have depressed me too, because the Buffalo Bills are a team that was in the wilderness for many years, and they finally found their head coach, and they finally found their quarterback. So last night was one of those nights as a Jet fan where I sat down, and I was rooting for Buffalo. I want to make that clear. I was. But no matter what the result was, there was going to be a self-reflective depression that came over me at 11:30.
And I'm the exact opposite. I smiled when I went to bed because now I can love my neighbor.
No.
I can hug my neighbor. I can relate to my neighbor. My neighbor understands how I feel. And it's been a very unifying thing. Sucking together has been unifying. Like, Jet fans, clearly we can't make fun of the Giant fan. Giant fans can no longer make fun of us. We're all just sitting here in a slop of mediocrity. Like, the New England Patriots last night threw three passes. And to be honest, they shouldn't have thrown the second one or the third one.
They didn't have to throw any.
And the first one was a bad pass early, with a great catch.
Early in this game, and it was poetic that Belichick was wearing the Navy mask.
Yeah, which I thought was photoshopped in the first time
I saw it. Yeah, I did too. It's so funny you said that.
Because they referenced it first, and then they showed the photo. I go, all right, that's a good job. Quick Photoshop.
I thought it was a joke about the fact that they're not throwing the football. Then I was like, hey, it's like Army-Navy. It's all that. But... like, I thought Bill Belichick could have gotten away with not throwing a single pass last night.
I mean, almost did, right?
He almost pulled it off.
He almost did. And I even, listen, it's last night was just one of those games where it just shows you, even with a team that threw the ball three times in the game, how far away we all are.
It also shows you that, and this is not a knock on Mac Jones. Mac Jones has had a really solid rookie year. Jokes aside about him not asked to do much yesterday, that where you're drafted, where you go, is a big deal. Like Zach Wilson in a better situation, Daniel Jones in a better situation, or the opposite. Mac Jones here. Like, let's say the Jets drafted Mac Jones.
He's not anywhere close to what people say about him today.
It's all about where you go. Like Ben Roethlisberger in the first, and he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Do you remember him his first year in the NFL with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I do, actually, yeah.
They asked him to do nothing.
Nothing.
And they won a ton of games.
Yeah.
And yes, as time went by, Ben developed and he became this Hall of Fame quarterback. So there were so many different elements of depression last night. I just differ with you at the end. I didn't feel better at the end saying, ooh, we're all in this together. Because at the end of the day, I'm still losing.
I'll tell you what
I'm still a loser and you're still a loser. Doesn't matter if Big Mac's a loser too.
Oh, yeah, it does. Because like you said, misery loves company. I'd rather have more of us than less of us.
I'd rather not lose.
Like, I'd rather him not enjoy success if I'm going to suck.
No, I get that.
We should all suck together.
I get that, but I still suck, you know?
I'll tell you what else it told me. It told me that you play to your talent and you play to circumstance, right?
And Bill's the best at
that. And there's a great lesson to be learned here. You have to recognize what you have versus what you don't have. You have to recognize who you're playing against. You have to recognize the conditions. Kurt Warner, I know, is stopping by at some point later today. I have no idea why. I normally would never have said yes to that, but I knew he was at the game last night. And, I figured it'd be fun to talk to him because he was at the game last night. Plus, he has some stupid movie coming out, which is going to fail miserably at the box office.
Well, that's a great way to sell it.
It'd be good to talk to him anyhow.
It's going to fail miserably.
Well, he knows it's going to fail.
Does he?
Have you seen the trailer?
Do you think
it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Do you think people go into movies or book tours knowing that things are going to fail?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he knows going in?
Ask Eddie Murphy. He can tell you every single time he made a bad movie, but the check was good. I'm sure they gave Kurt Warner seven figures, But the trailer's horrendous. Like, I mean, dying kids don't want to watch this movie. But in any event, he'll be here to promote it, I guess. But he was at the game last night. And that's what I want to hear about, 45-mile-per-hour wins, right? But here's my point.
Yeah.
Like, from a Jet perspective, the New York Jets, I don't know the stats that they're not in front of me, but memory serves having watched every play of every Jet game. We've run the ball pretty well this year. Right?
Yeah.
I think they've done a decent
job. Well, when Michael Carter was healthy,
I think they've
done... And even Tevin Coleman over the weekend,
I think we've done a better than average job. I'm not saying
what's your point?
Run more.
Dude. Let's not bury the lead also with the Patriots.
Let's just keep running the ball.
Craig, in the last six games, I think it is, or it's actually five games. In the last five games, do you know how many points the New England Patriots defense has given up in the second half?
Zero.
Six.
Yeah, all right.
They are an automatic. They are, over the last 5 weeks, the 85 Bears. They are number one in the NFL in points allowed. So while we can talk about how they ran the football at will, which is true, and we can talk about, oh, they're developing Mac Jones, which is true, let's not bury the fact that they have something that the New York Jets can't dream of.
A defense.
And no, not a defense. An elite-level defense.
A lockdown.
The Patriots have forced 10 turnovers in the last 4 weeks. How many turnovers do you think the Jets have forced this season?
Less than 10.
So that's the huge difference, and that's a credit to Bill. Bill, let's not forget, before he became the greatest head coach of all time, was a brilliant defensive coordinator.
I learned something last
night.
Ask
Kurt Warner.
Aqib Talib said it last night. He goes, when I played for the Patriots, and I was only there, 2 years, I guess? He goes, when I played there, Bill Belichick was our defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He was in every meeting. He was, although he's the head coach, and that's what I want for Robert Saleh. And that's the part of the head coaching job that Saleh does have to ultimately figure out. And I'm not blaming him because you have to do it to figure it out. Where you bring this alleged expert level defensive coordinator experience into the room. It's good to be the CEO, but let's use that experience, the thing that made you special. And I want to make sure that you're in that defensive room and you're helping Ulbrich out.
Right.
And that was my takeaway last night. Anyway, look, football last night was what football is all about, right? 40-mile-per-hour wins, two really good teams playing, and we recognize how far away we are. We could say that about a lot of our teams. Number two today, and I'm sorry to be the bad guy on this. It's not the role I typically play on this show.
It's not?
I'm usually the get-along, go-along, let's-have-some-fun guy.
Sure, yeah.
I'm usually not the contrarian.
No.
But I have to say this. You people are crazy.
About what?
All you people are stammering and hammering and flammering for Buck Showalter to be the New York Mets' next manager. Slow your roll.
You don't want him to be the next Mets manager?
Slow your roll, sir. Like, you guys talk about Buck, and I respect Buck a great deal. I do. And I think he's very likable on TV, which is not the personality I thought he ever had as a manager. I want to be clear about that. So my opinion on him has changed a lot in the last year or two between MLB Network and the stuff he does on Yes, right? But slow your roll about how the New York Mets have to go out there and get Buck Showalter. Because you people, a lot of you, I don't know if you're one of them, haven't asked you yet, have very interesting short-term memory lapse before I hear about how great Buck Showalter is.
Oh, you're going to attack him as a manager?
I'm not going to attack him as a manager.
Go ahead. Before I give my opinion, I just want to hear your whole
view of
this.
I'm fascinated that all of a sudden, all of the New York media, every talk show, every columnist says, you better go get Buck.
Well, it's not just that. I think Met fans in general want to hire Buck Showalter.
By the way, Matt Scherzer allegedly made it known to whomever he had to talk to, he wants Buck Showalter.
So before you just assume it's Mike Vaccaro writing a column or Sal Licata screaming about it, it's the majority of people. I put a tweet out, and it was just based on who the Mets are interviewing, not based on anything else. Of these guys they're interviewing, who do you want?
Okay.
And it was overwhelming. Met fans want Buck Showalter.
Well, I think that's why?
I'll tell you, you want the answer?
What?
Because Met fans and baseball fans know who the hell he is. And they know
so
he's
it's a
had
familiarity
success.
Thing.
100%.
Okay.
And he's had success. Like, the one thing you can't do, and I have no idea what your game plan is on attacking Buck.
I'm not attacking
you
him.
Can't
just,
say
I'm just saying, slow your roll, everyone. Like,
that's fine.
You guys talk about like,
Well, look, I mean, is he a Hall of Fame manager? No. He's not. He's not Bruce Bochy. I mean, the resume isn't there, but he's been successful pretty much everywhere he's gone, outside of probably Texas, where he only had one winning season. But he was successful with the Yankees. He had success with the Diamondbacks. He certainly had success with the Orioles. So I don't think there's any doubting. I think you'd even admit, again, I'm not sure why you're going to rip him, but he's been a successful Major League manager.
I can put off a different opinion without me ripping the man.
And I think you're going to rip
him. I'm not attacking Buck Showalter.
Go ahead, attack him.
I'm not ripping him.
I kind of get a sense you are.
I'm attacking the mob. The mob has now decided, and maybe the Scherzer thing's part of it. I guess it could be.
No, that just came out,
but
so no.
We'll get to it later today. But because
why should the Mets not hire Buck?
Well, I'm just saying, you guys talk about Buck Showalter like he wasn't 47 and 115 his last year.
That's
as a
what you're going to attack him for?
Am I not allowed to?
You can say whatever you want, but is that your
was
reasoning for not hiring?
I mean, 47 and 115.
Yeah, the Orioles were terrible.
Okay.
How'd they do the next year?
I don't know.
They lost 108 games.
Less. They lost
seven
less.
Games better. I said
anyway.
For that.
And maybe Buck Showalter is the guy, but I just think, just because we have this mob mentality, he ain't going anywhere. So if you want Buck, he's there for you. You can get him at any point you want. He's going to say yes to the job.
But you still haven't offered a reason why the mob's wrong.
Well, I mean, he's never won a World Series, and his last year in baseball, he won 47 games.
Hello? Which of the candidates won a World Series and didn't? Which of the candidates
Bruce
you heard
Bochy
about?
Won a World
Bruce
Series.
Bochy's not a candidate. And I would say this, Craig.
Yes.
If Bruce Bochy's a candidate, he should be the manager. And I think most people would agree with that.
Okay.
So let's put Bruce aside.
Yeah.
Of the ones that are interviewing.
Who's left?
Don Kelly. First of all, have you ever heard of him?
Don Kelly? Yeah, of course. Who hasn't heard of
Don
Kelly? Go ahead.
Give me an explanation.
Timmy's brother.
I honestly only knew of Don Kelly as the left-hand hitting outfielder who played for the Tigers.
That's
but whatever.
The guy I was thinking of. It's not that guy.
All right. Joe Espada.
Joe Espada? What's he ever won?
Brad Ausmus.
Ausmus, I recognize the connection to Epler, but again,
what does he want?
What does he want?
So your argument that you're using...
So all the guys we're talking to are all losers.
Well, they haven't won World Series as managers. Some of them have never even managed.
Now,
if Bruce Bochy is a candidate, let's make this easy. Of course he should be the guy. The guy's a three-time world champion. He managed the Padres successfully, the Giants successfully. Bruce Bochy is a Hall of Fame manager.
Right.
There's no debate, okay? But of the candidates available, tell me who they should hire.
Well, Wally Backman. I keep telling you. 877-337-6666. We got lots to do today. We got all your calls. The football last night. We have a huge night tonight. The Nets are back in action. The Knicks are back in action. The Islanders are trying to avoid their 12th consecutive loss. The Rangers are in action. And none of them are home. Everybody's playing away from home tonight. Kurt Warner's going to stop by. And we have, of course, have the much-anticipated watch for the Met manager. Plus, we are now only 27 hours away from the first ever installment of... Oh, they didn't give you guys the stuff to play for me? Wag Wednesday! Wag Wednesday! That's when we hear the real life stories of real life wags from across the globe, Evan. The wives and girlfriends of pro and college athletes join us every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Real life talk. That's right. That starts tomorrow at 5 o'clock. I thought we had a whole bunch of production ready for that. Apparently, we do not.
The production we have is more for the day of. It's
the day
time
up.
For Wag Wednesday.
It's time
o'clock.
For Wag Wednesday.
So we don't really have a couple. There it is.
It's 5 p.m. and time for Wag Wednesday.
Don't ever play that again.
Roberts.
Don't ever play that again. That should never be played ever again. Who did that?
I was told that these were approved.
Approved doesn't mean, not by me.
I think upper management approved everything we're about to play. Hit it, C-Mac.
This is what happens when at 217 you decide to point fingers and expect stuff.
Hit it. We got more. We got four more.
Interesting. No.
We got four more.
Well, we'll get to them. There'll be a segment where we get to them. That segment will not be at 250. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. Wow. That's what we did?
Wag, not wow.
It's 5 p.m. and time for Wag Wednesday with Carton and Roberts on The Fan.
What? Boy, that piano solo, that's something.
Where's Snoopy and Woodstock? What?
Tickling the ivories.
Oh, my God, that's horrendous. Oh, no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.